And with that,
we have an audience.
Yeah, Amoeba. This is Amoeba today opening for the first time in almost a year.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, and people had been standing in line for a long time, and they were just letting them in, and that's what all this cheering and clapping is about.
And that was a new Offspring song?
Yeah, that was the Let the Bad Times Roll, which sort of didn't fit with Amoeba opening today. No, quite the opposite of that.
Thank God, because when they shut down, it was like it was like the heart of music in Los Angeles went away.
Exactly. This was like, it's a sign. You know, I got to tell you, one of the weird things about it was Amoeba was one of my last outings before the world ended.
Is that right?
Took a couple of people that had never been to Amoeba before to Amoeba, the old one in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Guitar Center in Hollywood. And then we ate at the Sunset Grill.
Sure.
You know, and then that was it. Like I think it was like a week later or something. Well, everything was shut down.
Amoeba is back.
Yeah.
And that is really great news.
In their new location, Hollywood and Vine. So good for them.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey.
Coming up on today's show, I'm going to explain to you how I ruined April Fool's for everyone. Well, at least everyone in radio. Maybe you're grateful for that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There have been a few things that you did that maybe sent some listeners on some wild goose chases back in the day.
It's possible.
And now that won't ever happen again.
Because the FCC decided that we were bad people.
Right.
Things that you did while you were drunk or high that you don't remember.
How are you going to talk about them then? Oh, you mean I guess someone told you?
Yes, of course.
There was video. I'm like, well, let's see. I took over the world.
No, remember the guy that climbed the crane?
Yes.
And said he had no idea how he got up there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we never did a call-in topic on that for people share their stories of, I realized I was in another state.
Right.
And I don't know how I got there.
Or perhaps in France.
Sure, there's that.
Yeah.
Comedian Eddie Ift joins us today.
Nice.
On the show.
Awesome.
Things you did by yourself when you were a kid.
Excuse me?
I'm going to need some sad violin music because like, you couldn't get anyone else interested doing it with you.
Right, right, right.
And we have 1 second of Nonstop Raw.
Nonstop Raw!
Which is $1,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Before 4 o'clock.
So be ready to sharpen up your ears and try and pick out what that damn song is and win a grand from KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Just earlier today, right before we came in here, I heard Marcy trying to sway the listeners into voting for Van Halen in the Marcy's March Bandness.
I mean, I don't want to say who I'm voting for, Van Halen.
We'll have to talk. I just went and looked, and it looks like, I don't know if it did some good because maybe Van Halen was even further behind, but they're actually behind right now.
Are they really?
Yeah, the March Bandness at KLOS.com. Pink Floyd has 51%, and Van Halen's at 48%.
Wow, that's close.
Couldn't be much closer,
wow.
Really. But yeah, but still actually Pink Floyd out front. I can smoke that.
Sure.
I'm able to smoke that.
I'm sure you're able to smoke
that's
anything.
That's true.
How are you on April Fool's jokes? April Fool's Day.
Never really cared if it's
sort
good.
Sort of hated it?
No, I don't hate it at all. If it gets me and it was clever, then I'm fine with it.
The problem is most of the time it's not clever.
Right, exactly.
Most of the time it's just
kind of wasting your time.
It's more of a kid thing.
Very much a kid thing.
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Teen thing, 20s thing.
But I would like to explain how my former partner and I ruined April Fool's Day.
Yeah, because I was like, what are we going to do for April Fool's Day, dude? And you're like, not happening.
There's an FCC rule against it.
The Federal Communications Commission does not allow any radio station to
mislead its listeners into thinking that there's something. I don't know the wording, but
basically
yes.
On April Fool's Day, on the 1st of April,
it
zones in on that day. Rule.
The first one that we did that I remember that went wrong was in 1998. Mm-hmm. And Radiohead was playing in Los Angeles that night, April 1st.
I do remember this.
And we had Ralph Garman come in, and he studied Tom York very closely.
He has a really interesting speech pattern.
Got the voice perfectly right, but also answered the questions the way Tom
would
have answered the questions. So we have Tom York in the studio. I'm putting that in air quotes. And Bean at one point makes fun of his lazy eye. Yeah. And a fight ensues, and there's chairs being thrown, and everything's just going crazy.
You know, when I made fun of Tom's lazy eye in person, he didn't hit me or anything. He was just like, he just looked sad and moved on.
I would never do it to him.
Right, of course not.
So there's chairs flying, and everything's going crazy, and then Bean and Tom York go to the hospital.
Right.
So we're really, really making this as real as possible.
Right.
And the first second that I knew something was in trouble was the record company called the record company that has Radiohead called and said, what is Tom York doing there? Why wouldn't he have told us that he was coming to your station?
And what's this about a fight and yes. going to the hospital?
Where is he in the, what, in the hospital?
There was a show that night, right?
Yes.
And so they
yes.
were, right.
And all day long, people were calling, going,
oh, I remember. I was on the air that night. People were calling, asking if the show was still on. I'm like, yeah, it was a joke.
Hey,
what's the date today?
Is Radiohead still playing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It wasn't the real Tom York.
Right.
So that was one.
Right.
And the management got mad at us for that.
Why?
Number two was in 2002 of the, these are the ones
four
that, we,
years later,
that we got in trouble for.
Having learned nothing.
We used to call people in the 909 the Valley of the Dirt people because mm-hmm. it made us laugh. And it also bugged some of them.
Right.
Like
that's
enough,
odd. Right.
Enough that it made us like it.
This, right.
So to make it up to them on April Fools, we did a breakfast with Blink-182.
Right.
And
on April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Breakfast with Blink-182.
But what we did was we called Blink-182 and we said, can you come a week early to the station?
Mm-hmm. Quietly.
Yes. And they set up in the parking lot to play.
All right.
And we brought out employees to be the audience.
I remember being invited to this.
And we did a full breakfast with Blink-182 on tape.
Right.
And then on April Fool's, we said, this is our 909 apology tour. And they're at the Ontario Mall. Just drive around. You can't miss it.
Oh, man.
And people were circling.
Taking off work
yes.
and heading out there, driving
around. And they're
around
listening to,
Blink the show. They're playing. Like, damn it, it's happening now. I love this song. I want to see it happen. It's right here somewhere.
I've been around this mall 70 times. Where is it? And we would just keep saying you can't miss it.
Vicious bastards.
Well, that was the second to last one. And then the last one was the Mall of America West.
That one people still mention.
Yes.
I've
you remember the Mall of America in Minnesota? It's a big
sure.
mall.
The largest. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had the Mall of America West and we spent probably a month working on this. We would go to malls. We would interview people. We would get sound. We would, Ralph would be the manager.
Why don't you use your powers for good, Kevin?
Well, Ralph would be the manager of one of the stores.
Right.
Like Fat Gap. You
right.
know, we realized some of them
right.
were funny, but then we also went to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Mike Piazza was there at the time, and uh-huh. he and a couple of other players, we said, look, we're doing a stunt for April Fool's, and it's going to be April 1st. We're saying it's the Mall of America West.
Right.
And can you guys just play along and say, bring the kids.
Right.
We're going to sign stuff as long as people come.
So you had the real Dodgers
yes,
actually
yes.
on the air.
And they played along with it.
Right. Because it's hilarious.
Right.
It's funny.
So then all morning we were broadcasting from the Mall of America West.
I mean, how do you not? I mean, if you're going to go look for something like that, you would think it's going to take 3 or 4 years to build this place if it's that large. Wouldn't you go, oh, wait a minute.
I
it's
think
April
people
Fool's.
Just don't pay attention.
I guess.
I think.
I guess.
So we had that. We had balloons for the kids.
Oh,
we
that's were, nice.
And we said, is it Anaheim just off of 5? Like vague enough that there was no
right.
way anyone could find it.
Right. That's Disneyland.
And the calls started coming, and then the Anaheim Chamber of Commerce complained. And then
we haven't opened any mall.
Then our general manager came into the studio yelling.
Trip Reeb.
Yelling at Bean and I.
How many
and
times are
saying,
you yelling at them?
You go on the air and you tell them that's fake. Which made me laugh too.
Because I know. I've been yelled at by Trip.
He was
yes.
so angry.
Sure.
And then Bean, as quick as could be, goes, yeah, I don't know how to do that. Maybe you should.
That must have set well with Trip.
So he said, I will. And at the very end of the show, Trip came on. He was very disappointed. Very angry. This was all a prank. It's April Fool's. It's all a prank. And Kevin and Bean will be dealt with. He was so mad.
Because it was an April Fool's joke?
We just went so far in that it was impossible
I mean,
not
to
a believe.
Month worth yeah. of work to put it, to get the Dodgers involved, the
yes.
actual Dodgers, yes. to the point where the Anaheim, I mean, they must have been calling going, well, where is this place?
Yes,
I have
were.
To get to work.
Yes.
And
they would take their kids, like,
right.
out of school. Yes. And then they would, go, oh,
balloons
you could get the Dodgers signatures. They're going to be there this morning.
All right. I guess I can see why people would be pissed.
So everybody was angry. And then the FCC got involved.
That's wild.
And the FCC made a rule because of us that radio stations can't do April Fool's jokes. So if you hate April Fool's jokes, you're welcome. If you like them, sorry.
Oh my God.
I was just mad that they didn't name it, you know,
Yeah, the Kevin and Bean rule.
But they didn't.
Bastards.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Just put my headphones on. Had no idea that was in there.
Dirty Honey, whose album going to be out in just a few days? Their self-titled debut album.
Hey, each day at 1 o'clock, Marcy has trips to see Billy Idol.
Hell yeah.
Who's great in concert.
Yep.
At the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan.
Yep, but it's pretty much dead center of the strip, yeah?
In a city called Las Vegas.
Yes. Ah, man. That show's happening in October. Yes. So that should be pretty safe by then, I would think.
Tickets for those shows go on sale this Friday at thecosmopolitanlasvegas.com.
Yep. She's going to hand them out.
I may be tempted to go see that.
Sometime
one.
Between 1 and 2, we will try and win tomorrow and squeeze you out. We'll call Marcy, be like, hey, hi, Marcy. What are you doing?
Remember us?
No.
All right, it's time for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of Nonstop Raw. Can we stop saying game? Because it really sounds good when we say
it. Just leave it there. Okay.
And then it just ruins.
Does it sound good?
No. It's worth $1,000.
Yeah.
$1,000. You listen to this little clip. You call in your caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the name of the song and the name of the artist. And if you're correct, you get $1,000.
Are you ready? Good. Here it is. What is that? Now's the time to call 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of Nonstop Rock. Game.
And it is worth $1,000 right now. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Jesse.
Jesse, you are caller 13.
Well done, sir.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
You are. We're not going to ask you for the name of it now, but do you think you know what it is?
I do. I feel like I know the song.
All right, we'll play it. We'll play it for you one more time just to make sure.
Give it a good listen. Right. Clear your head. Stop all those weird thoughts you've got going on in there. And pay attention to this. Here you go. Tell us name of the song and who it is, and you got a grand. Here you go. What is that? Hello? Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you think it was?
At this part of the game, we need an answer.
Yeah, that's generally how it works.
Okay, all right. Is this, oh God, I'm having such a brain fart because I know who this is. I know what this is. That sucks. God, it's. I feel like it's a female band.
No asking us for help here, sir.
Also, not specific enough.
Yeah.
all right, we need a guess.
Yeah, we need a guess.
Oh, so sorry.
I'm gonna go Barracuda by Heart.
Damn it! Sorry, sir. Dang it! Gall darn it! Gosh dang heck! Shoot! Well, better luck next time, man. No worries. You can try again, and it's worth $1,500.
$1,500 between 4 and 5. What's happening?
What was that noise? What were you doing, dude?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Happy almost Friday to you.
Thank you.
I can't wait for the weekend.
No one looks forward to Friday more than Sluggo.
It is true.
It's an obsession.
It is.
I mean, a lot of people wake up and go, oh I'm happy
cool.
It's Friday.
Yay. No, I'm like on Tuesday, I'm like, ooh, it's almost Friday.
Yeah, you're weird that way.
Monday sucks.
We did this story one time before, but we didn't have time to take calls. So right. I would like to take calls on the topic of you were high or drunk and you were told you fill in the blank.
Right. So you have a story about your pal Mike, as I understand.
I do. Where this story came from is that guy that climbed the construction crane.
Right.
And went in and started trying to work it.
Right.
They said that he had no memory of going up there.
Wow. How do you climb that far? That's not good.
And then at the end, it says alcohol may have been involved.
You know, I think that could be on my gravestone, probably. Alcohol may have been involved.
Yes, my friend Mike used to, he was pretty hardcore.
Now, he's the fella that you do great news.
Yeah, I was trying not to identify him specifically.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I mean, Joe. Yeah, remember Joe that you used to live next door to? Maybe we should just move on from that story.
What's wrong with you?
The list is endless. I didn't know this was
No, it isn't, but I'm just saying, you know. What's wrong with you?
Your hotline's ringing.
All right, so.
Mike's calling.
He was this particular person who I'm not going to name.
Yeah, Joe.
Was in England.
Mm-hmm.
And woke up on the floor in a hotel in Paris.
Wow.
And was by himself.
Right.
and was mostly naked.
Right.
And just looked around and was like, I don't know what hotel I'm in. How did I get in?
Yeah. So he took the channel somehow and...
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
He flew himself, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. It's possible. He was pretty high.
Yeah.
So you were drunk or you were high and people told you that you...
Later on.
Blank.
You got one of those? What have you...
Do I have one of those? No, I had my bachelor party in Vegas, though.
And, wow.
And another friend... of mine, yeah. And this is hilarious because you know who he is, but I'm not going to tell you because you got...
I'll probably say it.
Loose lips sink ships.
Apparently.
Oh, yes. So he's in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he wakes up because the sunshine is hitting him in the face.
Right.
And he looks around and he tries to figure out... He's at the entrance to Caesar's Palace.
Oh.
Outside.
Out in that big... I know that entrance well. He's hanging out there, huh?
He looked in his pocket for some money.
Right. Or ID? No, I guess he didn't.
No, money.
Yeah. Who am I?
I'm telling the story.
Sorry,
here.
Yeah, go ahead.
And all he found was receipts for cash taken out.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And it was like $2,000 or something like that.
Wow.
And it was just receipts.
And he's sitting outside. He spent the night outside. Yep. The sun woke him up in the morning.
And he had to have thought,
what happened?
Where did all that money go?
Where's the CCTV? I need to follow myself through town.
Don't you wish you had that?
Yeah.
All right. So 818-955-KLOS. You were drunk or high, and you were told
later on that
you did whatever.
Maybe even shown video.
Oh, that would be great. Right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, the 1 second of nonstop rock is up to $1,500.
That's some nice bank, man. You need to win that. We're going to do it in just a little while, sometime between now and 5.
Yeah, don't call for that now because what we're talking about now is you were drunk or high and you were told what? And let's start with KLOS. Who's this?
Michael.
Michael, okay. You were drunk or high, and you did what?
The pier was closed, and apparently at the time, we ended up going to In-N-Out, drinking a six-pack of beer while we were waiting in line, and that's the last thing I remember. I guess I climbed the fence, went to the end of the pier.
Which pier?
Jumped off.
Which pier?
Ventura.
Ventura, okay. You jumped off the end of the pier...
Clothes pier, swam back, ended up having a pair of clothes in the car, ended up sleeping in the car and woke up the next morning and my leg was just throbbing. And I ended up talking to some people the next day and when they told me I jumped off the pier, I didn't believe them. But I believed them when I saw my clothes wet and my leg was throbbing.
Yeah, that sounded like a great idea at the time.
Yeah. Dare they close this pier?
That's the thing about alcohol.
That is the thing.
Everything sounds like the best idea ever, and then it turns out it's not.
Right. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a story for you.
Yes.
I actually have a bunch, but my best one, you still there?
Yes, we are.
Hello?
Are you drunk or high now, sir?
Sorry.
Yeah, we're here.
I pulled over so I could talk.
Okay, thank you.
I was in my early 20s. I was at a party, and I decided to start bartending. And I didn't know nothing about it. But anyway, I got behind the bar, started just making up crap. And every drink I made, I decided to sample it before I gave it to somebody. Long story short, I went to this sectional sofa thing and laid down. And next thing I know, I'm waking up, and there's a big girl on each side of me carrying me across a gravel parking lot. And I looked down and my shirt was gone. I asked them, I said, where the hell is my shirt? They said, oh, you threw up all over that, so we threw that away. And then I looked back down and said, where the hell is my feet? They were dragging me across the parking lot.
They helped you out.
It was hilarious.
That's very nice.
They were guardian angels
for you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
That guy pulled over to talk to us. KLOS, hello. Hello.
Hey there. Is this the place where I go to relive my traumatic experience?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, for legal purposes, we're going to say I was of age here. Can we?
Sure, absolutely. Sure, yeah.
So I'd never actually drank in my life, and I was kind of a water boy. You know, give me a gallon of water, it'd be gone. And my buddies gave me Patron, and all I cared about that it was clear. So I'm thinking it's water, you know? And I drank about half a 16-ounce in 30 seconds, and I took 2 steps. My body went instantly numb, and I looked at my buddies, and I said, guys, I'm going to die tonight, so I'm going to go get some water. remember, but I remember snippets of me playing basketball, some girl saying she likes me, me saying I don't like you. And when we were all heading home, I had to pee so bad that my buddy immediately pulled over and I peed on somebody's truck. And when the alarm started going off, I just took off running home and I woke up with all over the floor. Not really knowing what just happened or how I got home. I just knew there was pee.
You are a delight.
Thank you for sharing, sir. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're taking calls today on things you did while you were drunk or high and you don't remember, but people told you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. Is it still okay to get into that?
Yes, it is. You were drunk or high and they told you you did what?
Well, something similar. I was at a Grateful Dead concert and I was high on Sunshine LSD.
Sure.
And they were doing the song Turn On Your Love Light and I started grinding the guy in front of me's girlfriend's rear end.
Oh, no.
That must have gone over well.
Yeah, and then when I realized what I was doing, I said, oops, excuse me. And I just sauntered on into the crowd.
Well, I mean, at least at a Grateful Dead show, everybody's really chill and cool generally. So I'm sure he was like, yeah, whatever, man.
By the way, you used the word sauntered.
Yeah, that was a good use of saunter.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
That word of the day is paying
off.
Rather
quickly, too. Rather quickly.
I think it's the acid still kicking in.
Probably.
Take care, man. Hey, KLOS, you were drunk. Hi, you were high. Hi. What happened?
Hi. This is actually my husband, not me. Did this. So before we got married, he had lost a bunch of weight, like over 100 pounds. And he, him and his friends went to a Kiss concert and they drank a bunch in the parking lot just to make sure they didn't have to buy anything in the concert.
Sure. Yep.
Well, he remembers the first part of the first song. And then the next thing he knows, he's being woken up by paramedics about to pump his stomach on the floor of the Kiss concert.
Wow. Oh, no.
Wow. And I bet he...
We're already on, and he missed the whole thing.
Wow. You still with him?
Oh, yeah. 25
years. Oh, man. If I had Beth, I'd play it for him right now. KLOS Free Ride, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Never heard of it. I wasn't there.
Sounded like all questions.
Yes. I don't know anything about it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
So it's $1,500 now.
$1,500. You have to identify the song title, the artist, and be caller 13 here at KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
Now's the time to take a close listen. Here you go. If you know what that is, now is the time to call. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
Benjamin.
Benjamin, you're caller 13.
Oh, that's great.
You're halfway there.
And we would like to give you some more Benjamins. I'm sorry. Wow. I just couldn't resist. I bit my tongue for a minute.
You should show yourself
okay.
out.
I get that a lot.
I'll
so
bet.
No worries.
Well, seriously, that was $1,500. That would be kind of nice, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'd love that.
Cool. All right. Well, take a close listen. Tell us who this is and what the song is, and you got $1,500. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here you go. Good luck. What is that?
That sounds like Everlong by Foo Fighters.
I'm sorry, it's not.
That is incorrect.
And I even gave you my rotten, lame joke. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, well.
Sorry,
no
Benjamin.
I'll take the joke and we'll always have the memories.
Right on.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
All right, so between 5 and 6.
$2,000. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
That is brand new.
Yes.
From Mammoth, a.k.a. Wolfgang Van Halen. And that is called Don't Back Down.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I like that.
He's cranking out some interesting stuff.
We used to have comedy shows all the time.
I remember those. Going into clubs, having a laugh.
And one of the comedians that used to play that all the time is Eddie Ift.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of a comedian. He's on the phone right now. Eddie, how are you doing?
Dude. I'm doing well.
It's been a long time since we talked.
It has been a long time. It was a very sad time for a while.
Yes, it was.
It's
yes,
been
it was.
Never since we've talked. Oh, nice to meet you. No.
Doug, yeah. Sluggo, this is Eddie Ift.
What's up, Eddie?
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for doing it.
I'm home alone right now. The wife took the kids and went to North Carolina for 10 days. And it's like, I just got back from, we were on vacation in Hawaii, and this is my real vacation.
Eddie. Eddie, I have to be honest. When the pandemic was happening and you couldn't tour, this is going to sound like I'm insulting you, but it's not meant that way. I was very impressed with what a good father you were. And I wouldn't have guessed that ahead of time.
I do love being a dad, but I had to make up for all the times that, you know, I'm on the road three days a week at least.
Right.
And my wife is here alone with the monsters. And so I felt like time to step up.
Well, I was impressed by you. I was impressed. I didn't think you had it in you. I guess I should stop saying that.
Yeah, for 10 days, I'm sitting here like, oh my God, this is great. My wife calls. I'm like, I can't deal with you right now.
We're talking to comedian Eddie Ift. He's got a special out called Sweet Home Malibu. Wait, Malibama.
Malibama.
I'm going to ask you, hey, what's your special called?
I'll edit this.
It's Sweet Home Malibama because I live, people always say, oh, you live in Malibu? And I'm like, no, I live in the mountains above Malibu.
So Fontucky, basically.
Yeah, where, you know, like there are some, you know, there are still some Malibu, like I've got some celebrities that live up here. Will Smith lives up here, but like across the street is a guy who operated on his own scrotum. not a joke.
Is that guy a friend of yours?
He is a friend.
That's what I thought.
My first question was, what did you use to cut in? He goes, a scalpel.
Oh my God.
Well, he's got a few of those lying around. I mean,
yeah.
Sure. God. And why did he feel the need to go at it?
I think he doesn't like Obamacare.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you know, why not? In Sweet Home Alabama, you did a bit about gender reveal parties, which I despise.
Yeah, me too.
Tell me about yours, because you had one.
Yeah, I had one. So I have a daughter, and we're there. We're having the gender reveal. We have no idea, which I think is weird that you don't know.
It is weird.
Like, the sex of your child, but yet a baker knows.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like, this baker knows one of the most important things in your life before you do.
Right.
It was always, I always felt the same way about when I lived in New York City in buying condoms from bodegas.
Right.
Like, I'm about to go do this, like, very intimate thing, and the only person that's going to know is me, the woman I'm having sex with, and the guy I just bought the condoms from the bodega.
Who's giving you the evil eye. Yeah. So what happened when you had the gender reveal party? Was it a cake?
The whole family, we had a cake, and you cut in. It's a white cake, or the cake, I forget what the cake was, but we cut in, and the icing inside is either pink or blue, pink for a girl, blue for a boy. And my wife's whole family was hoping it was a girl and it was pink, and I was hoping it was chocolate.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was hoping it was chocolate and then I could leave.
But you did.
That is not racist. I don't need someone saying they're offended. That's observational.
That is observational, chocolate. Yes.
That's not my baby. That is.
But you did want a boy.
I did want a boy until we had a boy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So when they cut into the cake.
Yeah.
And it was a boy, you were happy?
No, yeah. Girl.
Girl.
Yeah. 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 I was happy it was a boy. My mother-in-law was not happy.
Mother-in-law was not. I do like your observation that you have to be an actor in that moment, because a lot of people would prefer a girl or a boy, and if it comes out the other way,
you can't be going, oh, right. Damn it, that's not what I wanted.
I read it. They said that it's natural for our brains for men to want a boy and women to want a girl. So I don't know why we do this, because there's a winner and there's a loser.
Right.
And like, you have to do this. Like, most people don't have acting experience.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Well, in this town,
maybe. You're not properly trained.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you have to do this, like, oh my God, I'm so happy. You know the story about the one in Arizona where the guy shot Tannerite?
I don't remember that one.
Tannerite is this like chemical. The gun people are going to get mad that I don't have this right, but it's a thing that they shoot. They put like on their targets and they shoot it and it creates an explosion.
Right.
And I don't know how it's legal, but you can go into a shop and be like, I want
Arizona.
I want to blow them up. And they will give you Tannerite. Some guy was in like at his gender reveal party, had his a target set up and he shot the Tannerite and like pink or blue smoke was going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they even sell this, like pink and blue Tannerite. He shot it, and you're not supposed to put the explosive in the middle of a field, a dry field.
Oh.
Yeah, he started a forest fire that, like, took down, like, I don't know how many acres. It's, like, some enormous, enormous forest fire.
That has happened so many times. And I got to think when these kids grow up and they find out, oh, hey, there was this fire and it was your fault.
It wasn't their fault.
100% your fault.
It was Eddie Ife's fault for having a gender reveal party. That's who it was. Eddie, I'm sorry we're out of time, but tell us about where people can find your special.
One last thing. Yep. I hope they name that kid Blaze.
Yeah.
Tell us where people can find Sweet Home Alabama.
It's available on YouTube. Go to my Instagram. It's in my bio, at Eddie Ift, or go to eddieift.com. But it's on YouTube, Pandora, Spotify, everywhere. Apple, Amazon, everywhere.
It's under the couch.
Alabama.
It's everywhere.
I don't think it's under the couch.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's everywhere.
Right. Eddie.
It's like herpes.
Thank you, Eddie. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. I miss you, Kevin.
Nice Thank meeting you.
Hey, nice meeting you, too.
Right on. Take care, man.
Bye now. Should I go now?
No, yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I'll point to you. I'll point to you with do. This from now on.
We were just talking about Marcy's March Madness.
Yeah. So that is like the fight is on, and today it's really super close. It's between Van Halen and Pink Floyd. I mean, how do you decide? I guess it will be decided, though, this weekend.
I am full on Van Halen.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Well, so, you know, I was thinking maybe we should take a close little listen to some of their work, and you say Van Halen is the one you would definitely go to 95.5KLOS.com
right.
and vote for because of stuff like this.
And this is exhibition number one.
I mean, that is pretty hard to beat.
Right?
That's pretty, I mean, it's a new level.
How are you going to counter that?
Yeah. I mean, people were like, what the hell is that? What's this? I mean, listen to this. Crazy thing is, kids can play this now.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And people didn't even know what it was.
But they couldn't when he did.
No, right. Not a chance. But just the other day, Kevin, in this very studio, you told me how important to you this song was. So I'm a little confused because you were just saying.
I do love this song.
I mean, Pink Floyd, man. Come on.
We don't need no.
I mean, this is a tough one to argue with.
Dude, right?
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a classic. But you're still taking the Van Halen?
Well, have you thought of this?
Oh, yeah, well.
The prosecution
rest, Your Honor. Wow, I gotta say, you know, I mean, I can't say Van Halen is not the perfect vote.
Right.
I have such a hard time even picking. But, I mean, you can drop back so many years and listen to Pink Floyd stuff like this. If you... throwing out just the other day, I just saw AC/DC talking about something that I've always thought was kind of interesting. They've never done any ballads, you know, and they're like, we're just too damn loud. And do I appreciate that.
Yeah, agreed.
I love that. But Van Halen, of course, bringing
Have you thought of this?
Party song.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the up-tempo.
Right.
I think I like the up-tempo of Van Halen.
Well, this particular song and album, Kick My Ass, is new.
Yeah, that's... that's a tough argument.
I mean, damn.
And that movie. Come on.
I saw that in 70mm when it was first released. It was amazing.
How many times?
I think three. I think we went three times. But you were just saying...
Have you thought of this?
Yeah, but you know, you were just saying you like the up-tempo of Van Halen, and you got the love song.
Still rocks.
Yeah. All right, one more. I'm going to drop back a long ways, and I was a little surprised to hear Marcy actually pushing everybody towards Van Halen. I mean, I know she loves Pink Floyd. I mean, Welcome to the Machine.
It's an impossible choice.
It is.
But.
And then, of course, Have a Cigar. Just looking at the way the man does business, and they just kick him in the face. I love it. I love Pink Floyd and Van Halen.
I think Pink Floyd wins if you're high.
Well, so definitely wins for me.
Van Halen wins if you're not.
You're drunk.
Correct.
Yeah.
95.5KLOS.com to vote.
Go now. With a label maker. Click, 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 click.
95.5KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I forget how much it is now. Is it really, what's the total amount?
$2,000.
$2,000
yep.
Already for this
$2,000.
Little 1 second of nonstop rock. You know, that's quite the promise we give you. We also have another promise. We're going to play 2 minutes of commercials every two
that's
minutes.
That's not us.
Oh, every 2 minutes?
No,
we play 2 minutes
us.
Worth of commercials?
Nope.
Isn't that how?
That is not
oh,
us.
No, this,
that's,
okay.
All that's
right.
Someone else. Okay. But we do have a tiny little clip for you to identify. And if you could be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and identify it, you will win $2,000.
$2,000. That's awesome. All right, tell us the name of the song and who it is. If you're caller 13, boom, here you go. And I'm going to give you some fun dialing music. It's the Foo Fighters doing the You Should Be Dancing.
Oh, nice, the cover.
Yeah. So 818-955-KLOS, strap on your boogie shoes and give us a call. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, hello.
Hello, call about the contest.
Hello.
Hello, how far are you from the phone?
You're calling about the contest.
I'm right here. Can you hear me now?
Not much
suddenly
better.
It's a commercial, yeah.
But you are caller 13.
We'd like to know who you are.
Who is this?
Oh,
Who is this?
My name is, call me Andrew from Whittier.
I feel like this guy's running from the law. There's no way that's his name.
Dude, we're going to have to get a blood sample for you if you win, you know.
My
so.
Name is Ben Smith.
Smithson.
Hey, I listen to you guys on the other station. I won't say that name because I'm pissed at it because they let you guys go.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks, man. Thank
you. You rule.
All right, I'm going to play this little bit of song at you, and if you can identify who it is and what the song is, you get yourself $2,000, man.
Yeah.
So listen closely. Here you go. What is that?
Is that Billy Idol, Rebel Yell?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes!
Ah! You got it.
Check you out.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, good. You got $2,000.
All right.
What do you think you're going to do with your newfound wealth?
Probably bills and booze.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Bills and booze.
Not necessarily in that order.
I love that band in the 70s. I thought they fell apart in the 80s.
You won $2,000. Congratulations.
Yes!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And at this point, we conclude our broadcast day.
If you would, please check out my podcast with Mike Catherwood. It's called Great News with Kevin and Mike, and it's all positive stories.
You can find it on YouTube?
Yep.
That's where you find it. You find me home petting a kitty right now. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Oh, peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1971 when Jimi Hendrix's album, The Cry of Love, was certified gold. Of course, that was 6 months after his death. Were you Rickrolled on this day in 2008? YouTube was tricking a bunch of users with bait and switch Rickrolling on this day in rock in 2008, which, of course, led to lots and lots of people hearing for a few seconds anyway, never going to give you up. It was on this day in rock, or really, I guess, country, in 2020, that Dolly Parton donated $1 million to the Vanderbilt University Medical Center to help fund research for a coronavirus vaccine. And a year later, just recently, as you know, she got that first vaccine.